And so, as I said this morning, Sarah doesn't seem like a very nice person. Now, does she? No son of mine will play with that Ishmael. Okay. Well, you're the one that let Abraham be with her to create Ishmael anyway. But so anyway, there's, you see the humanness in the early following of God. They were very, very human people, petty and everything else. And yet, God still used them. And yet, God still brought life out of them. We hear when we say tonight the Litany of St. Joseph, Pope Francis asked us to add on May 1st another six or so things to the Litany. And the last one of those is Patron of the Poor. Pray for us. The responsorial is the Lord hears the cry of the poor, because Hagar was very poor and God heard her voice. Joseph took care of his poor wife and his poor son. And in his poverty, their poverty, God raised them. And God raised our Blessed Mother to be the Mother of God. And of course, Jesus is God. He chose to come and be poor. And Joseph is the patron of the poor. Not just then, but still now. We can go to Joseph when we are afraid. Remember the line that God says through the angel to Hagar? What is the matter, Hagar? Don't be afraid. And then it says God was with Ishmael all the days of his life. Through St. Joseph, St. Joseph is the one who prays for us. When we are poor, when we know, I don't know what to do, I don't know what's going to happen, it's not just the physical poor. But all of us are poor in one way or another, are we not? If you think you're not poor, please rethink that. We can't even take our next breath without God saying, okay, we are poor. And yet we have a great intercessor in St. Joseph, who's our patron and who prays for us. And just as God said, what's the matter? Don't be afraid. So God says that to us. And he gives us this great patron to pray for us, to protect us, to lead us, to guide us. How blessed we are that we get to honor St. Joseph this year. And we get to go to him as our patron, as a church, as a parish church, as a church in the world, and in this year of St. Joseph. So let us ask St. Joseph to pray for us so that we are never afraid. May you know God's love. Today and forever, amen.